Day by day, we lose our civility when night by night we play with hostility. Seeding our hearts with constant desire, burning the proof in heavenly fire. Hide me away in the black of your heart. Hide me away and we'll make a new start. Hide me away in the black of your heart. Hide me away and pick me apart. Hide me away in the black of your heart. Hide me away in the black of your heart. Hide me away in the black of your heart.
Good evening, gentlemen. I assume you both are aware of an organization known as the National Transportation Safety Board, yes? How about the Federal Bureau of Investigation? Or the Federal Aviation Administration? The Central Intelligence Agency? Maybe you'd rather discuss the National Security Council. They're certainly talking about you. Your job was to make a plane go down with no evidence of sabotage. But now, I have every federal agent in the country sniffing my tracks, and the two people I wanted dead on that plane survived.
Holy mother of... what do you want? What do you want? Huh? I can fix it. Just give me a chance, please. Whatever you want.
I want you dead.
No.
And that, my friends, is what the Parker girls used to refer to as a Baker refund. Who's left?
So these two do the actual dirty work on the plane, but they confess to bribing a security guard and a maintenance worker in order to gain access. We got the names before you arrived.
Eliminate them immediately.
Yes, ma'am.
Take this pair to the crematory. I don't want any bodies. That goes for a lot of them. Understand?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the status on the Chim Boy and Katina Chovansky?
David Chin remains in critical condition at the Nashville Hospital. Miss Chovansky, well, she's disappeared.
Disappeared?
We've looked everywhere. Houston, L.A., her relatives in Chicago, nothing.
Where's her girlfriend, Francine?
With Chin.
She left them there?
Yep.
Alone?
We think so. But that's good, right?
No, that's bad. That's very bad. Continue cleaning up after those idiots on the airline job. Eliminate anyone that they may have talked to. Family members, workers at the airport, everybody. I don't want anybody left alive who could link it back to us. I want a clean sweep. Understand?
Yes, ma'am.
No bodies, got it? No bodies, no blood, no stains, no traces, no clues.
Yes, Veronica.
Find Chovansky. I need to know what has happened to her before I can deal with the Chim Boy. If Tucciani has her, then...
I don't think they want her, Veronica.
Why?
Because I've worked with her last year in New York.
Oh, really?
Darcy pulled her in and sent her to me. Miss Chovansky was with me when Darcy died, and to tell you the truth, I just wasn't all that impressed. I mean, I've heard the stories and how she was supposed to be, like, the best that ever was and all, but from what I saw, that girl's a total burnout. Plus, she's, like, really old. What is she, almost 30 now, right?
Something like that, yeah.
So what good is she? Who'd want her?
I like the way you think, Sharon. But find her anyway, or I'll slit your throat.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm cleaning this shit up.
Is this how it was with Parker?
No. Darcy had style, at least. This one, she's just hardcore.
Day by day, we lose our civility, when night by night, we play with hostility.
Griffin Silver, right?
Yeah.
Another old fart.
I'm in.
Hey, lazy boy. What are you doing way out here?
Guarding the clouds. Come join me.
Where's your hat?
I don't know.
You know the sun is going to give you a headache.
I have to get used to it sooner or later. Besides, I look like a vampire.
You do not. You look like the poster boy for sunblock.
Poster boy. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're not sitting on a bug house or anything, are you?
I don't think so.
Bugs, you down there?
No answer. Must be safe.
That's what they want you to think. That's how they trick you.
Francine, I think it's safe.
I'm all about a bug-free bottom.
It's a wonderful thing. Francine, I can't tell you how grateful I am for everything you and your mother have done for me this past year.
Will you stop? You're always saying thank you, but we wouldn't have wanted it any other way. I love having you here, and Mom, Mom thinks you're Mr. Wonderful.
I can never repay you guys for all the time and love you've given me, taking me into your home, helping me with my therapy. If it wasn't for you guys...
I'm just glad we could be here for you, David.
The lawyers were here today while you were in town with Brad. The paperwork's all done. Darcy's estate is mine now.
What? That's it? No more red tape?
Nope.
You're a billionaire now?
That's what they tell me, yeah.
David? David!
What?
You're rich!
I know, and so are you.
What? What are you talking about?
I had the lawyers establish a fund in your name with $10 million in it. Huh? You can draw from it anytime you like, and they will see to it that the principal is invested wisely. Your mom's name is listed on the account as a beneficiary, and any children you may have in the future. You're rich, Francine. You never have to worry about money again.
David! You shouldn't have. No, I can't. It's too much. I can't accept it.
It's done. If nothing else, think of it as a trust fund for your children, okay? Whatever you want to do with it, it's yours now. It's just money, Francine. It will never buy back all the time you've spent on me, giving me another chance at life.
Whoa.
Careful.
I don't know what to say.
How about... Okie dokie, let's go eat. So, what do you say, huh? You hungry?
Thank you, David. Thank you. I love you.
I love you too, Francie.
Gosh, I can't believe this is happening. A minute ago I was broke, now I'm a millionaire.
Multi-millionaire. And actually, you've been a millionaire since about 11 o'clock this morning.
I've been a millionaire all day and I didn't know it? That's so funny.
So, are you going to make a big announcement?
No. I'm going to be like you. I won't tell anybody. Not even Brad. People treat you different if they think you have a lot more money than them. Friendships change. I'll just tell Mom in private so she knows, in case anything ever happens to me, you know?
I think that's wise.
God, I can't believe this! I get engaged and rich in the same day? Woohoo!
What?
Oh my God, that's what I was going to tell you. Brad asked me to marry him, and I said yes!
For real?
For real!
Francine, now I don't know what to say. Congratulations. When did this take place?
At lunch. Can you believe it? I lose 33 pounds to catch a man, and he proposes to me in a restaurant.
I don't really think your weight has anything to do with it, Francie. But I'm happy for you. Have you told your mom yet?
Yes, and she practically fainted. Are you kidding me? Her little girl marrying a doctor? She's making a big dinner for everybody. Come on.
All right. I'm coming. Where's my crutch? Got it. You run on ahead. I'm right behind you.
Okay. Beat me if you need help.
No way. No more beeping. No more beeping.
You've been listening to Episode 1 of Strangers in Paradise, Book 9, Child of Rage by Terry Moore, adapted by Nicole Tomty, produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomty, sound design by Chris Honeywell, music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. John Wilson was Griffin Silver and Henchman. The Mocha Wizard was Veronica. Casey Shaw was Sharon. Tim Price was Glasses Guy. David Ellis was David and Goon. Nicole Tomty was Francine. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus available on archive.org. Spread the word. You can contact us at atwinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.